The plan would keep property tax levies by local governments and school districts at 2004-2005 levels. Taxes could only go up to account for new growth. What concerns Doyle and other Democrats is that the Republican-backed plan does not specify how much state funding schools could expect. Poplar Senator Robert Jouk says putting that issue off is unfair to school districts.
Republicans are going to create chaos and uncertainty in public education. What has public education done so wrong to you that you want to create that level of uncertainty?
In a written statement, Governor Doyle said he'd veto the plan today. Doyle contends the GOP freeze could cut state funding for schools by more than $700 million, while his own proposed tax limit would increase school funding by $850 million. Nina, Republican Senator Mike Ellis, has praised Doyle's plan to boost school funding as part of a tax freeze. Still, he voted for the GOP version yesterday. Ellis says both plans are nearly identical in how they would hold down property taxes.
We're so close together on this. For heaven's sakes, why does he have to veto this? Anything we do today can be modified tomorrow.
Ellis says the two sides should work out an education funding increase as part of budget negotiations. Governor Doyle vetoed a similar property tax freeze last session, a move Republicans tried and failed to overturn. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.